Trending topic draft, May 12, 2026. The quiet cost that's reshaping how teams build with LLMs. API bills have a way of forcing clarity. For most teams, the realization arrives gradually. A prototype that worked fine at low volume starts accumulating costs that don't scale linearly. The culprit is almost always the same. Context windows bloated with information the model didn't need, full conversation histories replayed on every request, embeddings retrieved without much thought about what was actually relevant. The Reddit thread that surfaced this week captures the moment that shift happens. Someone got tired of 100K plus context window bills, built a persistent semantic memory engine to compress history, and shared it. The responses were predictable, hundreds of developers recognizing the exact problem. Many of them had built versions of the same thing. That's not a coincidence. It's a signal. What's actually being optimized? The framing of context window compression often focuses on the technical machinery, how to summarize conversation history, how to chunk documents more efficiently, how to rank retrieve content before it enters the prompt. These are real problems worth solving. But the underlying driver is simpler. Token cost creates pressure to make smarter decisions about what gets included. A 100K context window is not free. It is also not always useful. Filling it is not the same as using it well. The fundamental question isn't, how much context can I fit? It's, what context does this particular query actually need? Those two questions have different answers almost every time. Why compression is getting serious attention now? A few things converged. Context windows got large enough that developers started treating them as infinite. For a while, the working assumption was, bigger window, better results. Add more history. Retrieve more chunks. Include the full document. The model will sort it out. The model often doesn't sort it out. Retrieval quality degrades when noise-to-signal ratios climb. Models attend to irrelevant content. Results that looked clean in testing get noisy in production. At the same time, API pricing made the trade-offs legible in ways they weren't before. When context costs money per token, include everything becomes a decision with a dollar figure attached. Teams that wouldn't think twice about prompt design started thinking about it constantly. The result is a wave of people independently discovering that context management is actually a hard problem that was being papered over by large windows and low initial usage. The approach is being built. What's interesting about the current wave of solutions is how varied they are. Some teams are doing straightforward summarization, compressing conversation history into progressively shorter representations as sessions grow. The challenge here is information fidelity. Summaries discard information, and which information to discard requires judgment that's hard to get right in general. Others are building semantic memory systems, storing information as retrievable embeddings rather than verbatim history, then pulling back only what's relevant to the current query. This is essentially applying RAG principles to conversational context instead of external documents. The 0.1 claim in the Reddit thread refers to query time being constant regardless of how much history has been stored. That's technically true, but glosses over the real question, which is retrieval quality at scale. Then there's the chunking and extraction layer, which gets less attention but matters enormously. Garbage in, garbage out applies here as much as anywhere. The signal in the r/rag thread about extraction quality matching before chunking is correct. A well-compressed context built on poorly extracted source material is still a bad context. What generic solutions, Mississippi? Here's the part that rarely makes it into the tutorials. Compression strategies that work well on generic text often fail on specialized domains. A summarization approach, calibrated on news articles, will miss important nuances in legal documents. A chunking strategy designed for markdown blog posts will produce poor results on database schema definitions or proprietary code bases with idiosyncratic naming conventions. This isn't an edge case. It's the default situation for most teams building real products. Code is a useful example because it fails generic approaches so visibly. Variable names that reference internal conventions. Functions named by developers who left the company. Comment threads that assume familiarity with architectural decisions made 3 years ago. A general-purpose embedding model will encode these as text. It will not understand that and are the same concept, or that a function called is the critical path through a billing system. The teams who have built custom solutions to the billing problem are often, implicitly, solving the domain mismatch problem too. They know their context well enough to decide what to compress aggressively and what to preserve exactly. That knowledge doesn't transfer. The practical implication. The current moment is interesting because it represents a maturation in how teams think about LLM infrastructure. The first wave was, get it working. Make the call, get a response, ship something. The second wave was, scale it up. Handle more users, more queries, more data. The current wave is, make it efficient. Stop paying for context that isn't earning its cost. That third wave requires more precision. It's not enough to retrieve documents. The right documents, or the right portions of documents, need to surface for each specific query. It's not enough to pass conversation history. The relevant history needs to be identified and the rest compressed or discarded. The tooling ecosystem is catching up. Monitoring for token usage, latency, and cost is being taken more seriously, as it should be. You can't optimize what you're not measuring. Teams that haven't instrumented their LLM calls are optimizing blind. Where this goes, context compression isn't a problem that gets solved once. It compounds. Models will get larger context windows. Costs will fluctuate. Use cases will get more specialized. The teams that build flexible approaches, ones that can adapt as the underlying models and pricing change, will have an easier time than teams that built around the specifics of today's constraints. The deeper capability that matters is knowing what your context actually contains and being able to make principled decisions about what belongs in a given request. That's a retrieval problem, a representation problem, and a domain knowledge problem all at once. The developers who got tired of their API bills and built custom solutions mostly figured this out through pain. The pattern is consistent enough by now that it probably shouldn't require that much pain to learn.